Message number 767. I ask that those of you who are frightened and confused by these messages to hear me now. Friday, April 19, 2013 at 5:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, how lonely this mission is despite the hundreds of thousands who surround you with their love and prayers. When you work for me and abandon yourself in complete surrender at my feet, you will feel very alone. You will face the wrath of my enemies, who will not give you a moment's peace. You, my daughter, must listen now as I offer all of those who reject me in these words. I present to God's children a special gift. I ask that those of you who are frightened and confused by these messages to hear me now. Don't you know how I love you even when you resent me? Don't you know that I would never punish you for not accepting these messages given to you only so that I can prepare you and strengthen you for the trials which lie ahead? Don't you know me, your beloved Jesus, when I call out to you now? I am your Savior, and I would never cast you aside when there are doubts in your mind. How could I be angry with you when you love me and only care about the truth? I now prepare you for the challenges that you will now have to face as the prophecies foretold of the persecution of my church on earth unfold, so that I can draw you into the mercy of my love and enlighten your hearts. I give you this gift. I promise that when you call on me in this way through this prayer, that your doubts as to who I am speaking with you now will vanish. I offer you this gift so that you, through the prayers I give to the world at this time, can save the whole of humanity. If you come to me free of pride and with an open and clear conscience, you will know instantly that you have been given this gift. It is the gift of conversion for others. Crusade Prayer 105, Gift of Conversion for Others. Oh, my dearest Jesus, with my love for you, please accept my soul in unison with you. Take my soul, cover it with your Holy Spirit, and help me through this prayer save all those I come into contact with. Engulf every soul I meet with your holy mercy and offer them the salvation needed to enter your kingdom. Hear my prayers. Listen to my pleas, and through your mercy salvage the souls of the whole of humanity. Amen. Those of you who cast aspersion on these messages and who reject them, I ask that you come to me. I will show you the truth. I will take you and bring you comfort. I will always love you no matter how you offend me. Your Jesus.